allowing the Killie Glower 2 years ago in the replay, it wasn't a good day.
No, sort of thinking back, it was the first day, it was a good game, and we had a good day actually with the weather and stuff, but obviously we didn't get across the line that day, unfortunately not, but came out the second day and obviously we underperformed as a team. We know that ourselves. Fair play to Killie Glower that day, they came out and sort of blitzed us, to be fair. Mark Bradley put on a bit of a show himself that night, so we unperformed, but we look forward to the final next weekend.
You weren't marking Bradley that day, were you?
No, thank God. No.
So, I mean, you have a lot to prove to yourselves because of what happened that on that occasion. You're getting back to a final and playing Killie Glower again.
Sort of looking on the season, we sort of had a sort of bonus territory. You know, we went in a bit of a run now throughout the championship. We always had the belief as a team that we had great players, but we hadn't really been stepping up to the mark throughout the league campaign. And, you know, coming to the championship, we beat a good Dromore team. Then went on to beat the favourites, Earl Kieran. And you've seen there at the weekend, Eden Dark put up a massive performance against us, you know, nearly nipped us, you know. So, now we look forward to the final, and we know it'll be a tough encounter again with Killie Glower.
Well, these close games, great preparation for a final. You know, you're battle hardened. You haven't got anything easy, so you've learned how to dig out games when they haven't been as easy as they might be.
Aye, would you look at it that way? Aye, definitely. We have sort of learned to get across the line at the end. You know, maybe looking back in years gone by, this team sort of maybe would have dropped ahead if we had 5 down against Eden Dark, and years gone by we might have dropped ahead and sort of let Eden Dark take over, but thank God now we got the goal at the right time to get us across the line in the semi-final there, and the lads dug deep to get us there.
And from your own personal point of view, the past 2 years since the last final you played in, do you feel that you've learned a lot about the game, improved as a player and developed your game?
So from the county final I was sort of brought in towards the county setup, and I feel obviously with the help of the coaches, again the strength and conditioning with Pete Donnelly there, I feel like I've sort of upped my game that way. So I could sort of say that I'm sort of progressing as a player, and hopefully it sort of continues.
And there's a good balance in the team now. You've got those young fellas like Cormac and Peter and Michael, and then yourself somewhere in between, and then the older boys like Plunkett and Paddy and yeah. Niall Kerr. It's a great balance in the team at the minute, and they seem to be all working together well.
Aye, great balance now. You could sort of look at it and say, look, the younger players are getting us across the line. The likes of Pete Hearn getting the goal there at the weekend and putting in great performances as well, at Cormac there as well. But looking at the year as a whole, you could sort of see the likes of Plunkey and Niall Kerr, they're getting on, but now I could say himself, Niall's having a massive year, so he is playing wing half back. He's had a solid year, and as you say, we have a great spread of players from different ages, and we're starting to gel well together.
Dominic, second final in 3 years, great to be back there after the disappointment of last year when you didn't defend the title too well.
Yeah, we didn't defend it well, although we were beaten by a good quality Pomeroy side, and there was certainly no shame in that, but we would have been disappointed to have fallen at the first fence, and that just made us redouble our efforts to make sure that this year we would give it our very best shot, and we knew that if we produced the performances that we were capable of producing, then we wouldn't be far away in this championship, and as it transpires, that's the way it turned out.
And I suppose this could be seen as a golden era for the club, third final in 4 years. You'll want to make the most of that.
Well, the club are very lucky to have a very special group of players in place there at the minute. Highly ambitious, fiercely committed, and fiercely driven to succeed. These boys, some of them have been about a long time. You're going back to 2003 when some of them featured on the championship winning team in 2003. And they have been there, a few of them before that as well, a year or two before that. Quite a few of them have come in from 06, 07, 08. So they've been around the block. They've tasted a lot of bad times, but they've now got the scent of the good times, and they certainly want to, to keep that going, because when you're winning, things are great. When it goes the other way, it's painful, and there's definitely a serious appetite in these boys to keep the good times here in in Killeclaher for as long as possible.
And you talk about that experience, the likes of Jeremy Carlin, Marty Swift, and then you look at Matthew Murnaghan and people like that coming through, exciting talent.
Yeah, a great mix.
Well.
And I suppose in any championship winning team, you need that mix of experience, of real steely characters that have been through the mill, and you need that freshness of the youth coming through and that enthusiasm which they've brought to it. And we have that nice mix at the minute, and you know, Coal Island have it as well, and I think it's imperative for any team to succeed, they need to inject their team with a bit of freshness every year. So the likes of Dermot Carlin, Marty Swift, Danny Gorman, Owen Bradley, the McCanns, Gavin Sludden, Nady Kelly, Simon O'Neill, Gary Wallace, all of those boys have been around the block, know what it takes. And then you have that fresh, younger player, the Nathan Donnelly, Fergal Mina, Matty Murnaghan, Luke Murnaghan, P.T. Cunningham. So there is, you know, a nice blend there. And we use the league just to get that team gelling, because when you bring in so many young faces into an experienced team, it takes a wee bit of time for it to gel properly. And we used the league very well to get that in place, and we knew that coming into the championship we were in the right place to make a big push for it.
When you're going into a final, you'll be looking about for every wee tiny morsel of motivation and incentive, but Coal Island will have no problem with that given what happened 2 years ago in the replay.
Absolutely, but I suppose Coal Island, no more than anybody else, they haven't got the monopoly on championship final defeats. Killeclaher tasted the pain of that championship final defeat in 2015, and that was a very bad experience to lose in the championship final. So Coal Island lost in the championship final in 2016, we lost in 2015, Coal Island won a championship in 2010, we won one in 2016, so I don't think there's going to be any particular advantage. We know what it's like to lose a championship, we know what it's like to win one, and definitely, obviously, you know, Coal Island will be seriously focused on avenging that result, but we want to make sure that, you know, there's no hidden agendas. We are going to do everything we can possible to get into the winner's enclosure on championship final day.
I suppose the people of Tyrone can look forward to a really good final, because these two teams, they have some of the most exciting players in the county, you know, on either side.
Well, absolutely. I watched Coal Island. I watched them against Tramore in the first round. I was on my way from the Derry Loughan championship game, and I watched them in the semi-final, in the quarter-final against Errigal. I was on my way then from the Oma match, so it was just convenient just to watch them. I was very, very impressed with them. I know their joint manager very well, Peter Heron. Peter and myself have come through the colleges scene together, so I'm looking forward to seeing Peter. He's a great football man, and I know that the Coal Island and ourselves will go out and aim to showcase our talent on the biggest stage of all. And I suppose with the bad publicity that the GAA is getting at the minute, it'll be wonderful to see a game fitting the occasion. And I think Coal Island and Killeclaher will be striving to do that.